Dhammapada verses on heedfulness, verses 21, 22, 23. So these Dhammapada verses, there are 423 verses altogether. And these are the truth that the Buddha has spoken over the last 45 years of his teaching or sharing. And these are truth that lasts for eternity. They are evergreen. That's why the Buddha's teaching is very unique and very special for us normal human beings, for us to come up with even one or two truth that can last for eternity is not easy. But the Buddha was able to come up with 423 Dhammapada verses that are evergreen, that will be last and the stand of time. It will never become obsolete. And out of these 423, there are 20 verses that are classified under Appamada or heedfulness. They are verse 20 to verse 40. And these 20 verses on heedfulness are very powerful, very important. But what I like most are the first three, verses 21, 22, and 23. I will go through with you so that you will understand why the Buddha's teaching is so unique. And to really understand his teaching, to develop the wisdom, you must have this very important mind state, which the Buddha called Appamada or heedfulness. So heedfulness means a mind that is constantly meditative and ever mindful. To develop the clear understanding and wisdom, we are seeing things as they are. Understanding the importance of heedfulness, we are understanding the following important Dhammapada verses. Dhammapada verse 21, the Buddha said, heedfulness is the path to the deathless, whereas heedlessness is the path to the dead. The heedful do not die, the heedless are as if dead. So based on this first Dhammapada verse, verse 21, on Appamada Vagga, we will understand the importance of heedfulness. Whereas the Buddha really emphasized the importance of heedfulness. He said heedfulness is the path to the deathless. The heedful do not die. So if you are not heedful, you don't stand any chance to develop the enlightenment or the cultivation of his teaching. That is the extent of its importance. And he said very clearly, without heedfulness, you become heedless. And the heedless are as if dead. Means spiritually, you are as if dead. You don't stand a chance in the spiritual deep. The heedless are as if dead. Heedlessness is the path to the dead. So never be heedless. The moment you are not heedful, you are not able to cultivate the spiritual teaching. You cannot develop the understanding of his teaching and the enlightenment. Then we move on to Dhammapada verse 22. Dhammapada verse 22 and 23 re-emphasize what the Buddha said under verse 21. The Buddha said, after you have understand the importance of heedfulness, you must distinctly understand the difference between heedfulness and heedlessness. When you understand clearly, distinctly, the difference, the wise one will intend on heedfulness. If they intend on heedfulness, they will rejoice in the realm of the Aryas or the enlightened ones. So you are destined for enlightenment. That's the reason why you must have this heedfulness. Okay, then we go on to the next one, Dhammapada verse 23. Dhammapada verse 23 define what heedfulness is. So according to the Buddha, under Dhammapada verse 23, he said, the constantly meditative, the ever mindful, and the steadfast one, they will realize the bond-free supreme Nibbana. So this is what heedfulness is all about. So heedfulness has two parts. First part is constantly meditative. Second part is ever mindful. And the steadfast one means the one that hold on to these two practices. They will definitely, 100% confirmed by the Buddha, realize the supreme bond-free Nibbana. So how can we develop heedfulness? We have to go back to this Dhammapada verse 23. If we know this Dhammapada verse 23, then we know to start meditation, to start developing the mind state that can allow us to understand meditation as taught by the Buddha, we need to train our mind to develop sati, mindfulness. Then stabilize it to be ever mindful. That's the reason why I have been emphasizing on this all the time while teaching you all the meditation. So develop the training to be mindful, to be aware. That's why I just relax, silent, aware, to stabilize that mindfulness. Then if you need object of meditation or skillful means, then you can use it to anchor your mind so that sati can be developed. Then stabilize that sati until your object of meditation becomes very subtle, very quiet, very still. Then your mind enters sati. Mind enters sati means your mindfulness has stabilized. You have become ever mindful. In the midst of life, because your mind has entered sati, it is always aware. Every moment of hearing, seeing, smell, taste, tactile, or thought process, you are aware. There is mindfulness. So when you are able to be in that state of ever mindful state, then you can meditate. Then you can use it to meditate, to cultivate Noble Eightfold Path. And Noble Eightfold Path will include the cultivation of the four foundations of mindfulness. Means mindfulness of four postures, sati, sampajana, and all the various four foundations of mindfulness training. Finally, accumulating into the mindfulness of the last category of Dhammanupassana, which is Four Noble Truths, the three turnings of the Four Noble Truths. And that will include the Noble Eightfold Path. So this is what meditation is all about. Ever mindful, constantly meditating. That's why it's a full-time job. Throughout the day, you must develop it so that you are in that state of heedfulness. You are ever mindful, constantly meditating. So this will cover Dhammapada verse 21, 22, 23, and you will understand the importance of it.